So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the story of Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, Assyria, who conquered the Aseres HaShvatim, and then attempted to conquer Chizkiah HaMelech in Yerushalayim. But Hashem sent Malach Gavril, who killed his entire army on the night of Pesach. The Pasuk states, Oid ha'yoyim b'noiv lamud, yonoifiv yodli har batsiyan givas Yerushalayim. Rav Huna explains, Oise ha'yoyim, nishtar ma'avayin shalnoiv. This was the last day that remained for the period in which the Yidden were to be punished for the killing of the Ganim in the city of Noiv. Therefore, Amri le Kaldoi, he azlas ha'idno yachlis la, v'iloi lo yachlis la. The stargazers told Sancheriv, if you go now, you will succeed. But if you postpone this until tomorrow, you will not succeed. And Urcha deboi l'skui b'astor yoyma sage b'chad yoyma. Sancheriv covered a distance of 10 days in one day in order to conquer Yerushalayim on this day. However, when Sancheriv arrived to Yerushalayim, shadi le b'starki ad esolik v'yosev me'levei shura ad chazyu l'kuli Yerushalayim. They raised him above the walls and he saw the entire city and the Beis HaMikdash. Kichazi izutur be'enei. Amri nishti be'yad d'ho'idna. The city appeared to be extremely small in Sancheriv's eyes, and his men said to conquer it that day, but he said to postpone it to the next day. Miyad v'hi b'layla hu v'yotza malach Hashem v'yach b'machna ashur mei v'shmoin v'chamisha olaf v'shkim v'abayker v'hi nekulon pegara mesim. On that very night, Gabriel killed Sancheriv's entire army, because the last day of Noiv had already concluded. The Gemara proceeds with another incident in which David HaMelech was punished for Avoy Nishal Noiv. I'm like Kodesh Baruch Hu David. Ad Masa Yia Ovin Zed Tomen B'yadcha. Al Yadcha Nergu Noiv Ir HaKehanim. Val Yadcha Nitra Doi Gadoimi. Val Yadcha Nergu Shol U'Shloi Shabonav. Hashem asked David, until when will this sin remain on your record? You were the cause for which Shaul HaMelech killed at the city of Noiv, and you were the cause for that the informer Doi Gadoimi was killed, and you were the cause for that Shaul and his three sons were killed. Therefore Hashem gave David a choice. Either all your descendants shall be eradicated, or you will be captured by the enemy. David responded, I would rather be captured than my descendants to be eradicated. The Gemara proceeds to tell how the Satan lured David to take a hunting trip all the way to the land of Pelishtim, and he was captured by Yishbi the giant, who wanted to avenge the death of his brother Goliath, whom David had killed years earlier. Kafte kamte. Yishvi bound David and placed him under an olive press, upon which he sat down hoping to crush David. Hashem made a nest and the ground gave way and formed a cavity around David. The Gemara proceeds to tell how Avishai ben Tsruya was notified of David's disappearance and rode on David's mule and cuffed to Le'ara. He miraculously traveled a long distance to Pelishtim in a short amount of time. When Avishai arrived, he saw Yishbi's mother, Arpu, who attempted to kill him. Paske b'reish moicha v'katla. Avishai threw a spindle at her head and he killed her. When Yishbi saw Avishai, he was worried that the two would overpower him. Paske l'david le'elo v'dats le'lerumche ama nefil alo v'niktol. Yishbi threw David into the air, hoping to kill him when he lands on the tip of his spear. Avishai recited the name of Hashem and ukmi l'david bin shemai la'ara v'achse. David was left hanging in mid-air. Then David came down. Havakoradiv basrayu. Amar amri lei zil ishtakech la'arpa yimecho bekivra. Yishbi began to chase them until Avishai informed Yishbi of his mother's death. Upon hearing this, kochash chayli v'katlai. Yishbi became weakened and they killed him. When David told Avishai that he chose to be captured for an atonement of avoyna shel noiv, Avishai told him to reverse his decision and that his descendants should rather be eradicated. The Gemara concludes, however, that although at one point almost all of David's descendants were killed, Ishtar le'yoyish, Yoyish did remain alive and continue the lineage of David because Hasam Nami Ishtar Evyasser. Evyasser remained alive in the city of Naiv, as Rav Yehuda Merab says, Il moli le'nishtar Evyasser l'achimelech melachitiv, le'nishtar mizarish shel David sarid apalot. Had Evyasser, the son of Achimelech, not remained alive, David's descendants would have been completely wiped out. The Gemara cites a brisa. Shalosha kavtu lehem ha'aretz. There were three people who had kvitz aderech. Avisha ben Tzeruya, in the above mentioned incident of Yishbi and David. Eliezer Eved Avram, as the pasuk states, Eliezer told Besuel v'avei hayoyim ela'ayin, which implies lememr dahu yoyim enafik. He left Avram and arrived to Haran on the same day. Yaakov Avinu, as the pasuk states, v'yitzi Yaakov mibrei shava v'yela charana. Yaakov arrived to Haran, while the following pasuk states v'yivka b'mokam meyolin shem kivah hashemesh, which implies that Yaakov was still in Beisel. Therefore, we must say that Yaakov did arrive to Haran, but then Yaakov decided to return to Beisel because he said, He wanted to daven in the same place that his ancestors had davened. And kiven dehir bedaiti lemehedru kavtz le'aram miyad. As soon as he decided to return, he had kvitz aderech and he arrived to Beis El. The Gemara continues with the story of Sancheirav. Am Rav Yehuda Merav, Baalim Sancheirav Harasha. Sancheirav brought a huge army to battle the Yidden. Barboim v'chamisha elef ish. B'nei Malachim yeshvim b'karein shalzav. There were 45,000 princes in golden chariots. U'b'shmeinim elef gibayim levushay sirin niklipa. And there were 80,000 warriors clad in armor. U'b'shishim elef achuzi cherev ratzim lefanim. And there were 60,000 soldiers with swords running before him. A total of Meya Ushmainim Bechamisha Elef, 185,000 people. And Rebbe Vo says, Halala Rosha Giyasasin, these were merely the generals in the army. And the Bresa concludes, Sach Machaneu, Messiah, Meshishim, Riboy, Alpayim, Chosrochat. The total amount of soldiers was 2,600,000,000 people, less one. They were so numerous that Rishainim Abru Beshechi, when the first group of soldiers crossed the yard and the horses needed to swim because the water level was over their heads, however, they took so much water out with them absorbed in their clothes that Emtsiyoyim Avru B'Kaimer, when the middle group of soldiers crossed, they could walk because the water was only up to their necks. They in turn took so much water out with them that Acharayim Helu Afa B'Raglayim V'Lemotzu Mayim B'Noro Lishlas Atshevi'u Mayim Emokam Acher B'Shasu. When the last group crossed, the yard was completely dried and they needed to bring water from other places to drink. The Pasuk states, V'Yitzi Malach Hashem V'Yakob B'Machna Ashur Me'yushmayim Chamisha Elef. The Gemara asks, "B'mahikum, what method did Gavriel use to strike and kill Sancheirav's army?" Rabbi Eliezer says, "B'yadhikum, Gavriel struck them with his hand." Rabbi Shua Omer, "Be'etzpahikum, Gavriel struck them with his finger." Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef Rabbi Yisak Lili Omer, "Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel maglucha netusha." Hashem told Gavriel to strike them with his scythe that he had sharpened from the time of creation. Shem ben Yochi Omer, "Oisah perig zman bishul peiris hayu." Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel kisha ato yoytz lavashul peiris hisakaglem. This happened on Pesach, the time when Gavriel goes out to ripen the produce, and Hashem told Gavriel to strike them during his trip. Gavriel blew into their noses and they died. Gavriel clapped his hands and they died. Gavriel opened their ears and they were able to hear the beautiful songs of the angels, which was unbearable, and they died. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes regarding kama nishtar mehem, how many of Sancheirav's men survived. Rav Amar, Asara, there were 10 survivors, because the pasuk states, Bishar eitzi iru misper yiu benar yechtavim. The survivors were the number that a small child could write, kama nar yochel lechtav asar. The child can write a dot, which appears like the letter yud, whose numerical value is 10. Shmuel Amar Tisha, there were 9 survivors, because the pasuk states, V'nishar bo'eilois kenoikiv zayis, Shnayim Shloisha Gargarim Barish Amr Arba Chamishim B'Sifel, 4 and 5 = 9. Pshimalevi Amr Arba Oser. There were 14 survivors because the same pasuk mentions Shnayim Shloisha V'Gomer Arba V'Chamisha, 2, 3, 4, and 5 = 14. Rabbi Yechon Amr Chamisha. There were 5 survivors, Sancheirav and his 2 sons, along with Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan.